You're listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce. We're back with David Riblett, talking about the Glad Helpers Prayer Group. Speaking of the website, where online can people submit prayer requests?
Art, I wish I could tell you that. Abba was just called up.
Okay, then what number would you suggest?
Well, I've called the main number and said that I have a prayer request, and that it's changed in the last few months, and because I have a computer, what I've generally done is just gotten online and submitted. Karen Kell is the director, and I just have Karen's email in my list, and I just pop on and send the name in. But the calls are being taken by the call center.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody called in and said they had a prayer request, they would be forwarded to the call center. If the call center is closed, the receptionist takes it. And if it's something that needs emergency prayer, the receptionist actually has a list of the people on the emergency prayer chain. And she goes down that list until she gets one of us. And then one of us, we go from there and call the round in a circle.
Somebody could call the toll-free 800-333-4499 main desk number?
They could. And the main desk, if the call center was open, would connect it to the call center. And if the call center wasn't open, they would just take the main desk would take the request itself.
Okay.
Thank you for covering that.
Yeah, I know there might be some people listening who have some concerns.
And we really want you to call. If we can be of help, that is why we meet. That is, and it might, for some people, they might think, well, I feel a little funny about it. But they shouldn't, because one of the first spiritual lessons is that when you ask, it begins with asking. So the first thing somebody has to do is ask. And we're set up to go ahead and help magnify that request for people to get what they need. This is probably a good time to go ahead and actually realize that what we're getting for people is something they can get themselves. They can get it themselves without involving us. But what happens is, if it was as simple as a person just being able to do it, they would have already done it. The people who have concerns, who feel like they have not been able to do this on their own, we're there as a helping aid. What we're actually doing is holding that space of people's wellness for the person until they can actually experience it themselves.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show today.
All right. I thank you so much.
Here's an update on the upcoming conferences in Virginia Beach. From April 30th to May 2nd, there's Bioenergy, a therapeutic healing art hands-on training with Maya Tech and Margaret Workus. From May 1st to the 7th, there's the Wellness and Rejuvenation Intensive. From May 21st to the 23rd, it's Sonia Choquette's Six Sensory Living, Walking the Psychic Pathway. There you can learn from three top psychics. For more information on these and other upcoming conferences, go to edgarcayce.org. That's edgarcayce.org. Then click on Events, then click on Conferences. It's time for the Thought for the Day. And today's Thought for the Day will be read by Kimberly Rose, who has a CD out called Connecting to Your Higher Self. She will be leading the ARE Family Retreat event called 2012, Creating Heaven on Earth, from July 25th to 31st at ARE Camp. Well, hello.
Hello.
And what's the thought for the day today?
It's reading 8:16:10. For these are trying times, and know that there is no one in authority that has not been raised by the same grace of the created forces. Each of them is being given, that is, an authority the opportunity for expressing those purposes in his relationships and dealing with a fellow man, for the very reason of his abilities as a leader. Then do thou, that thou knowest to be the constructive experience in thy field. And trouble not thy mind or heart as to others, for the very thought of their becoming turmoil is opening the way for turmoil. And I wanted to go to you with this because I know you, I hear you a lot talking about, you know, serving and, you know, even in your job or your career, you know, serving God and working in a space or serving man. And I think that this has a lot to do with the shift in choice that people are starting to move into their truth and follow their path.
The Bible says that whatever you do, do that for the Lord. And some people might view their career option as being boring, or they don't see how it serves God or helps other people. But if they do that job well, they're honoring God, and they can also use some of what they make from that to help others monetarily. So whatever we're doing it, if we're doing it to honor God, that's good. We can use our career to help others, even though we don't see that directly.
So it's in a question that I have, because I hear that from you, and you speak it so passionately, because there's a lot of people out there that don't like their jobs and they feel completely lost. Mm-hmm. This is something with you and the gift that you have on in the media, the radio, that voice, that wonderful the voice you've been given, those great pipes, I say, because they carry an energy. You must feel a great joy in being of service.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I guess I should realize that more, that maybe I'm helping people I don't realize by presenting things here on Edgar Cayce Radio.
You are, and that I know listening to you, I've heard several times heard you bring up the importance of, and to me, I see that as serving. It's the giving and the receiving, but it's also even in the tithing, you know, when you work and you give and you're giving to your community. And I think that's why you fit so perfect in where you're at, because you truly believe in the work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for doing the thought for the day today.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's all the time we have for the show today. Thanks to David Riblett for talking to us about the Glad Helpers Prayer Group. To learn more, go to www.edgarcayce.org. Thanks also to Kimberly Rose for the thought for the day. And most of all to you, the listener. Thanks for listening to Reflections, the Wisdom of Edgar Cayce.